This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Like we always say, we really do appreciate your listenership here at Agenda 21 Radio and Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster emanating from our studios in Washington, D.C. Yes, yes, yes. We really do appreciate your leadership. Anyway, like a lot of things going on. And I wanted to say, hey, great job yesterday all around the nation. It was Memorial Day, and a lot of tributes that went on. A lot of people standing in defiance on Sunday to orders, and went to church. And really, the churches are finally catching on. Perhaps we'll get a little bit more bravery and less fear from the pastors. Anyway, would like to say thank you again for everybody with all the different challenges that we're facing right now, the government being the biggest one. And what about Governor Cuomo? We'll be talking about Governor Cuomo. And they're calling him Killer Cuomo. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. So anyway, the governors are really, there's a lot of governors in real trouble. And, it's kind of interesting to watch the trouble and travails that they're experiencing right now. California's Governor Gavin Newsom, of course, the New Jersey Murphy Cuomo. And, of course, we call her Governor Whitmer. Boy, she's really got a lot of things going. But she's got a lot of court cases that side with her. And this is some of the stuff that we're going to get into, the legalese and why the governor of California can be a dictator. Because he can. The law says he can. They make the law any way they want to, right? And he's there because he is a dictator. There's no doubt about it. But there's a lot of people who protested. Some say anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people showed up on Saturday, as we were talking about yesterday. And it was very, very interesting. We're still getting this week, we're going to be playing some excerpts from some of the speeches that were made and at Saturday's rally in California. California's starting to really wake up finally. And New California along with it, there was a number of protests even yesterday, or demonstrations of support for many different, like our law enforcement and first responders. Marysville, California, I was there attending that one. It was a really, really a wonderful experience to see everybody out there waving their flags, New California flags and American flags and police flags. You know, the first responder flag, the purple, they're the blue flags for the police. And there's a lot of that. It was really more of a tribute by the New Californians for law enforcement, right? Anyway, it was very humbling. It really was. And of course, it was interesting. We had some certain law enforcement agencies that are statewide drove by with the thumbs up, with the thumbs up. And more support coming for New California regarding some of our state agencies. And we're really, really happy that that is the way it is. So we're really feeling the love, so to speak, from our law enforcement partners, now our law enforcement agencies out there. Anyway, that's probably the biggest thing that's going on right now. We're going to switch gears here. I'm going to go to the Epoch Times, which has been really one of the outstanding publications going on, really is, or has been, and we really do appreciate all the things that they have been doing for us. We're going to take a look. First of all, I want to bring you up to date. We haven't done this in a long time because, you know, the basis for the numbers of the COVID are really very minimal. I mean, they're very murky. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I want to give you a sort of an update on what the overview of the COVID virus looks like. And this is a tabulation. The Epoch Times, I think, presents, they present the best of the best in terms of data and information. And again, is it correct and accurate? I don't think so. This is not the fault of the Epoch Times. It's the data that they get that's being fed to them, you know, by John Hopkins and the CDC and the WHO and state health officials and Wordometers and .info and people like that. And, you know, how reliable is the information? That's the point. Now, they're talking about it. This is what data we're getting. They list where the information comes from and the one of the areas, of course, is China. And, of course, they've got casualties. They don't have that many casualties. Right. Or cases compared to everybody else. Of course, it started there. That's where the pandemic really, really started and hummed along. But we're going to go down this list here. Here's the first overview. Overview of the world, the United States, seeing each state, and then the world specifically. So we're going to cover the world here first. So far in the world, these are confirmed cases. They say confirmed cases, 5,611,821. Deaths in the world, 348,363. Recovered, 2,387,735. Okay, I'm going to give you the breakdown that they give us, and they don't give us the full rundown, I don't think. They don't. I don't know what that means. No. Don't do that. Yeah. They don't give us the full rundown like they really would or should. Anyway, so China, cases 82,992. And deaths only 4,634. Ding, ding, ding. So they come down here. It says, according to the Epoch Times investigations, China's confirmed cases and deaths are more than 10 times higher than reported. Iranian figures are unverifiable. Iran says 139,511 and 7,500 deaths. United States, 1,706,293,000 cases. and 99,807 deaths. In Brazil, 376,020 in terms of cases, 23,000 deaths, and so on. So this we are surpassing in the United States. We're technically, we have the largest number. How do you like the way that statistic works out, right? The United States technically has the largest number of both cases and deaths. Now, you talk about data sleight of hand. That's basically what this is. It's data sleight of hand. All of a sudden, United States has all these deaths. Really? Well, interesting, huh? 6,000 of them come the New York one. Okay, well, I'm jumping ahead. It's ADD going in. Here we go. United States. New York cases 372,494, 29,310 deaths. Now we should have an asterisk behind that because of all the information that's coming in. Not only, and here's another asterisk in New Jersey, right behind New York, 156,000 cases and 11,155 deaths. Ah, Illinois, 112,000 cases. 4,500 deaths. California, 96,868 cases, 3,809 deaths. Massachusetts, boy, right up there. See, there's a problem. You know, I think in New York they have, 13 or 14 million people? California has 40 million people. Yeah. And New York's got all these deaths. Well, of course, people look at that number and say, why are there so many in New York when there's not many in California, right? I mean, just come on. Basic common sense does that. Anyway, when we come back, we'll pick apart this little thing and maybe look at Mr. Cuomo. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. You know, one of the people that, one of the governors that's been coming under intense scrutiny is Andrew Cuomo of New York. And it's kind of interesting how this whole thing is shaking out. For Mr. Cuomo, a lot of people are concerned about the fact that he was sending, concerned about what he was doing in terms of sending the elderly into rest homes that were infected with coronavirus. Now, you keep in mind that there was a money incentive to get a COVID virus patient. And as we said early on in this whole thing, you know, that because we had this lockdown and all of a sudden everything stopped. I mean, the freeways, you know, in California, which are, you know, the busiest places on the planet for freeways, all shut down. I mean, there was nobody on the freeways. You can go driving, you know, in fact, there was a big problem because in the nighttime, or even during the daytime, long stretches of the road, straight highways, would be empty. So naturally, individuals with high-performance vehicles would go racing down the road, you know, 140, 160 miles an hour. You know, it's kind of interesting. Some of the cars, I'm not going to mention the brand. I have one, by the way. I have one of these branded vehicles. But they go so fast, especially with a turbo. Talk about hot rods now, but they go so fast, and especially because of the turbos, right? That just launch you. I mean, if you have not enjoyed your turbo, well, see, I'm not promoting drag racing, but you know, I know how it goes when you have a high performance vehicle. Anyway, but I have one of these vehicles. It's not of the variety of the high performance variety. Not even remotely close. It's a first prior generation, so it doesn't have all the bells and whistles and stuff, but I've driven them, the new ones. And I can tell you, oh yeah, you give me a dry stretch of road like that, the temptation is there. You know, we want to be not tempted, right? But this is what has been going on. You'd stop business, you take everybody off the freeways, and people are going to go out there and, you know, they can drive, they can get gas. Gas is cheap, actually, out here. I bought gas at an Indian casino the other day. It was only $2.09 in California. Shocking. Shocking. Oh, it's an Indian casino. Yeah, because they're open now. You didn't know that Indian casinos are open out here in California? And listen, where I was at, I saw no social distancing. I saw no mask. No mask. No mask. No mask for you at the casinos. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to remember the state of California needs cash flow, so the casinos are just handy for that, right? So they have, imagine the casinos are just packed with people. You're rubbing up against one another. It's a mosh pit of money. Yeah, they're open in California. No hypocrisy. Come on, you can't go to church, but you can go to the casino, right? Everything's good in the hood. Oh, now there's some. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, California, they're gonna let the churches open. Really? They're going to let the church. So let's bow down. Let's take a knee to Queen Isabella. Oh, I'm sorry. Take a knee to King Newsom. I know. Queen Isabella is his partner. We have a king and a queen in California. And the king in California is Gavin Newsom, and the queen is Queen Isabella. She lives in the Capitol. Come on, you guys. You know she's the queen of California. Why? I mean, why our subject? We are the subjects of the queen and king. Get it? You haven't figured that one out? It's just back to 1776, when everybody was a subject of King George. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that California lets churches reopen under these guidelines. That's one of the headlines I'm looking at right now. Anyway, but get back to the hot rods, the cars. And I have many friends who have hot rods. They have built their beast, right? Some have turbochargers, some have superchargers. I mean, it's a variance of cars. So anyway, I like hot cars. Hot August nights in Reno, by the way, I recommend. But anyway, getting back to the idea of recreating in your high-performance vehicle on the freeways of California. Come on. That was going on. But my point is this, is that you might get one or two knockoff deaths or injury because of the drag racing, because the cars flip over, or they're not just drag racing, they're just having fun with their six speeds in their turbocharged little vehicle that just launches you like a rocket ship up to, or your Tesla, which is something like 60 or 70 miles an hour, less than 3 seconds. Zit! 1, 2, 3, 60. I'm seriously. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 60 in a Tesla. From a standing stop to 60. Listen, guys got their toys and they got to use them. Give me a break. So they're out there running around, but they're not killing themselves. They're not getting hurt. In fact, people are so averse to the COVID virus, so fearful of it, that they've decided to estivate and hibernate. It's a reptilian term, by the way. In home, they're sheltering in place, right? I know, but you need to look up estivate and hibernate, right? So they're at their homes, and they're not dying. Now, some people are saying, well, there's more deaths now coming on because everybody's been so isolated, and people have not been getting to the hospital to take the cure. So what we've done is we've had all these hospitals closing up. People have been, and we sent people out. They're all claiming, oh, we got to have this hospital. We got to have this hospital. Open it up. We'll bring in those hospital ships. We'll bring this. We'll bring that. We'll do this. We'll do that. And we'll have all these hospitals full. Guess what? The hospitals did not get full, but there was a money incentive to get them full. There was a money incentive to claim COVID-19 as a reason for death. And now we have the whiner himself who got so many people killed. That's why we're calling him Killer Cuomo. A name I think is suited to that. Because he was setting all these elderly people off, or people that were, had other types of conditions, right? And they were dying in the rest homes. And of course, they got $37,000 per person who was entered, who came under the COVID-19. It's all big business to them. Now he's saying, oh, the projections were off. This is the whiny Andrew Cuomo, nipple ring himself. You wonder else where he has rings. I mean, there's only three places to stimulate yourself. Your breast or your nipples are two. Says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo admitted Monday that coronavirus projections from experts were all wrong. They were all wrong. They were all wrong. And he's getting out of the business of speculating because of it. Cuomo said he can't predict when the hospitalization and death rate numbers will drop to the necessary, quote, threshold required for reopening certain regions. Because as he put it, we all failed at predicting. So we all failed, so he's not saying a thing. He's just going to leave it alone. Now people can speculate. People can guess. I think next week. I think 2 weeks. I think a month. Cuomo told reporters on Memorial Day, I'm out of that business because we all failed at that business, right? Right, right. Cuomo said he can't predict when the hospitalization rate will stop. All the early national experts were wrong, he said.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So Andrew Cuomo says all the numbers, all the stats are wrong. It's kind of like what we were talking about in the last segment, though. You know, when they went to the lockdown, all the stats were wrong then. Yeah, there was nobody going into the emergency rooms. We sent citizen journalists out to photograph, to take pictures of these hospitals. No cars in the parking lots of the hospital. You see, when they wanted people to shelter in place, right? When they wanted to go to the lockdown, people went to the lockdown. They didn't go to the hospitals. Why would they go to the hospitals? Why would they drive on the freeways? Well, when they did not go to the hospitals and they did not drive on the freeways, they did not kill each other, maim each other on the freeways, And they did not take care of their sickly needs when they went to lockdown. So guess what? All the hospitals had to close. Shocking. And that's what's been going on. Where's that statistic right now? Huh? We aren't talking about that, are we, Mr. Cuomo? And you knew. And what happened? You had an entire... The Navy jumped in on you. Brought you a ship. Couldn't fill it. What, they had 13 or 14 patients enter the ship? Are you kidding me? 1,000 beds available? The rest of your hospitals did the same. They all closed out. Red State Talk Radio put up a camera at one of your main hospitals there in New York for a whole day. And five people walk in. Hello? Five people walk in during the day. Talk about a hoax. No wonder Agenda 21 Radio called it a hoax. Because it's a hoax. And you're one of the biggest hoaxsters around. But you've been killing people, Cuomo, with your hoax. Something about chickens coming home to roost. Just saying, Andrew. About time to take out the nipple rings, right?
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It has now been 63 days, we're keeping track, since California became the first American state to issue a so-called shelter-in-place order for all citizens. Governor Gavin Newsom's order was the beginning of an unprecedented mass quarantine that has changed this country forever. In many ways, the United States is hard to recognize compared to just 2 months ago. 2 months from now, it will be more different still. In fact, it may be years before we fully understand the effects of what our leaders have done in response to the Wuhan coronavirus. There are certain to be battles over how to interpret this moment many years from now. It's possible your children will hear only one version of the story. Uncomfortable facts, by that point, may have been scrubbed from social media platforms as disinformation. So tonight, while we can, we'd like to get on tape for the record some of what actually happened here. The first thing to remember is that our leaders didn't simply revoke the country's constitutional rights one day from a cold start. They laid the groundwork first. They softened opposition by sowing fear. On March 14th, name one among countless possible examples, a former Obama administration health official called Andy Slavitt predicted that just 9 days from then, America's largest cities and hospitals would be, quote, overrun with cases. Now, Slavitt is not an epidemiologist. In fact, he's a former McKinsey consultant. But countless other self-described experts on television backed him up. A huge number of Americans, they told us, would get infected with the coronavirus, and a huge number would die. And die in the ugliest, most desperate way, gasping for breath with tubes shoved down their throats. Now, at the time, the World Health Organization suggested that 1 million Americans would die this way. The WHO estimated a case fatality rate of 3.4%. It's horrifying. It scared the hell out of the country. It scared the hell out of us. I think we repeated those numbers to you on this show. But they were totally wrong. We now know, thanks to widespread blood testing, that the virus isn't that deadly. An enormous percentage of coronavirus infections produce mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. They're asymptomatic. The death toll is a tiny fraction of what we were told it would be. One study in Scotland estimated the real death rate could be 0.04%. Another in Miami-Dade, Florida, suggested 0.18%. One in Los Angeles, 0.06%. In fact, the highest figure we've been able to find from a credible blood test study comes from Spain, and it produced a death rate of just over 1%, and that's still far below what they told us it would be. At the time, ambitious politicians understood instinctively that Americans were really scared. And some did their best to heighten that fear. Here's New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo telling his daily television audience that tens of thousands of Americans would die unless the Trump administration sent more ventilators.
FEMA says we're sending 400 ventilators. Really? What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
This is why it pays to use a little restraint in your public statements, because as it turned out, New York had more than enough ventilators, too many ventilators, really. Some were never even used. But Cuomo didn't dwell on that. He blew right past it and spent most of the subsequent weeks discussing the vital importance of obeying his quarantine. Cuomo's lockdown, like most in this country, was modeled on the Chinese government's quarantine, their response to the Wuhan coronavirus, which is odd if you think about it. Who decided that following the example of the country responsible for unleashing the pandemic was somehow good public health? Well, they all thought that. Virtually all of our leaders agreed the Chinese course was the only course. Dr. Anthony Fauci came on Fox Business to explain that actually the Chinese government could be trusted.
China has been known to fiddle with their stats before. Do you trust what they are telling us about this illness?
From what I can see right now, they really are being much, much more transparent than what happened with SARS, where they really kept back information for a while. It was embarrassing to them. They're really transparent now. They put the sequence of the virus up on the public database right away. So in that respect, they've been transparent.
Yeah, because when you think of the Chinese Communist Party, transparent is the first word that comes to mind. Even then, when Fauci said that, there were some informed and independent-minded Americans who had real questions about the wisdom of following the Chinese model. But over time, their views began to disappear from Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. In their place, the media presented hardened political activists, people like Zeke Emanuel, and allowed them to pose as experts on virus mitigation.
Realistically, COVID-19 will be here for the next 18 months or more. We will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine or effective medications. Is all that economic pain worth trying to stop COVID-19? The truth is, we have no choice.
The truth is, we have no choice. Get a pen and write down that sentence for future reference. The next time you hear someone say it, run. The truth is, we have no choice. When you hear that, you know things are about to get much worse. In fact, we always have a choice. A handful of political leaders made that choice. They decided to try a different approach. And then immediately, and in unison, they were denounced as enemies of the state. When Georgia began to reopen some of its businesses in late April, The Atlantic magazine described that plan as, quote, Georgia's experiment in human sacrifice. In the words of The Washington Post, Jeff Bezos's personal newspaper, quote, Georgia leads the race to become America's number one death destination. As if Jack Kevorkian had become the governor of Georgia. And that was just in print. On television, the geniuses decided that relaxing the lockdowns would be far worse for Georgia than Sherman's march to the sea.
This makes no sense, and it doesn't improve our economy. It simply puts more Georgians at risk.
If that sounds insane to you, you're not alone. Mayors in Georgia are describing the governor's decision as reckless, dangerous, and illogical.
Georgia may be doing too much too soon.
Right now, it's the blind leading the blind. We have no idea what's happening in Georgia from a case detection rate, but the governor has decided to open it all up. We all think that's irresponsible.
No matter what anybody tells you, no matter how many hopeful signs there may be, it's far too early to let down our guard. It's far too early to go back to the lives that we were living just last month. And if that shocks you, it should.
Someday, unfortunately, that tape will be scrubbed off the internet. That's a shame. Georgia's fine, as it turns out. That was Don Lemon telling you Georgia is an incredibly dangerous place, and it had an effect. Imagine if you saw Don Lemon say that while being forced to watch CNN waiting for a flight at an airport. Maybe you're headed to Atlanta. You'd be rattled by that. Of course you would be. And rattling you was exactly the point of saying it. Stop thinking, obey. That was the message, and it was amplified day after day after day by outlets like CNN. Watch this CNN anchor a month ago remind his audience that staying locked indoors was their moral duty.
The only thing that has checked this contagion is our collective conscience to stay home, together as ever as one. We know that is our true power. The question is, when will it really be put to this problem?
The one thing you never saw from these people, these journalists, was a straightforward discussion about whether or not lockdowns actually work. You'd think that'd be the first thing they would talk about, but they didn't want to. Hundreds of millions of people ordered to stay home only go outside for essential reasons. Does forcing people to live like that really contain a virus? There are a lot of reasons, actually, to believe that it does not contain a virus. For example, forcing people into close quarters all day obviously increases the odds of infecting family members. The biggest studies on that have shown it. Closing every business except grocery stores forces a lot of people into a small space. Is that a good idea? There are a lot of potential problems. We don't know all of the answers. Someday we'll have a better understanding of the science behind quarantines. We should have had it before we imposed them. But for now, here's what you need to know and what they're not going to tell you. There is, as of tonight, precisely no evidence that the lockdowns in America saved lives anywhere. In fact, it's possible that mass quarantines killed people. Researchers at JP Morgan compared the coronavirus infection rates of all 50 U.S. states and many European countries before and after the mass quarantines. Overall, ending the lockdowns was associated with a slower spread of the virus. Did you hear that? Ending the lockdowns slowed the spread of the virus, or was associated with a slower spread. Amazing. For some reason, that study has not received a lot of attention. Maybe you shouldn't be surprised by that. More than any other governor, maybe in the country, Kristi Noem of South Dakota refused to lock her state down. She refused to use the coronavirus pandemic to enhance her personal powers. For that, she was vilified in the national press. Some outlets treated her like a mass murderer. On April 13th, the Washington Post wrote this, quote, South Dakota's governor resisted ordering people to stay home. Now it has one of the nation's largest coronavirus hotspots. Meanwhile, the obedient states, states that imprisoned their entire population, got round applause from the entire American media. The very next day, the New York Times lauded California by contrast this way, quote, California set the tone on coronavirus shutdowns. What's its next move? And the message of all of this, of course, is unmistakable. You saw it at the time. California was saving its people. Right-wing old South Dakota was plunging its state into calamity. So that was more than 5 weeks ago. How did things turn out in the end? Have you seen a follow-up story on it? Probably not. Here are the facts. As of today, about 5 per 100,000 people in South Dakota have died of the coronavirus. In California, the death toll is 8.4 per 100,000. That's 64% higher. That doesn't prove lockdowns kill people. It does suggest they don't work very well. And yet, even now, millions of Americans are living, suffocating under continued lockdowns. The state's economy has been crushed, particularly for middle-class people. They're barred from going to work. They can't go in the dry sand in Los Angeles, per their lunatic mayor. Now, you can laugh about this because it's stupid, but for millions of healthy people at virtually no risk from dying of this virus, the lockdowns have been a life-changing disaster. Early in the pandemic, the President of the United States made that point. Any intemperate response to this pandemic, even if it mitigates the virus itself, could wind up killing a lot of people. Here's what he said.
People get tremendous anxiety and depression, and you have suicides over things like this when you have terrible economies. You have death.
In other words, bad economies don't just make people poor, they kill people. That's obviously true, and yet the Associated Press, the most trusted brand in news, raced in with a correction. Quote, President Donald Trump is making a baseless claim of surging suicides if the U.S. economy remains mostly shut due to the spread of the coronavirus, the AP wrote. Then they added this, quote, historically, in a crisis, suicides tend to diminish as society pulls together in a common purpose. As if the government locking you in your own home for 2 months, taking away your job, depriving you of human contact, was comparable to fighting the Second World War, a common purpose. That's the opposite of what it was. The people who made these orders went to their weekend houses in Aspen. They ignored the terms of their own orders. They got their hair done. A month later, the Washington Post wrote this, quote, the coronavirus pandemic is pushing America into a mental health crisis. Well, of course it is. Calls to the federal emotional distress hotline have gone up 1,000%. Across America, counties at the heart of the opioid epidemic report a surge in overdoses compared to last year. By the way, in the state of New Jersey, for example, the governor stopped AA meetings. You were not allowed to go to your AA group, but he kept liquor stores open. Okay, how do you think that worked out? Not well. But don't worry, the AP reassures us. President Trump was making a baseless claim that this might affect people's mental health. And there's more. We could go on for days. But just this, in March, the CDC warned that coronavirus might survive for a prolonged period on exposed surfaces. Remember that? Gloves in the elevator? Millions of Americans were panicked by this. Why wouldn't they be? They wiped down everything they touched. They refused to order takeout food. They put their groceries and mail in days-long quarantine before opening them. Maybe you did that. We're not mocking you for it. They told you to. Now the CDC has new guidance. Coronavirus, quote, does not spread easily on surfaces. Okay. So where are we now? What's the result of this? Well, it's not totally clear, but here's what we know tonight. For 50 years, America has steadily shipped its manufacturing jobs abroad. Now, those jobs, which provided middle-class stability to millions, were the core of the middle class, were replaced often by low-wage, no-benefit jobs, people serving an ever-shrinking number of very rich people in finance, a lot of them getting checks from the government. That's the new economy. That new economy has been destroyed by these lockdowns. In the age of coronavirus, tens of millions of service jobs have gone away. Many will not return. So only manufacturing is left. But here's the catch. The manufacturers are all in China now. In other words, China won. So no matter what they tell you in coming years, that's what happened. That's what actually happened. Remember it.
China won. Yep. It's a hoax. It's all a hoax. Absolutely all a hoax. People don't understand it, I guess, you know, or you're just ignoring it and blind to it. You know, everybody out here in California, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people out here in California are still wearing their masks. They're still quarantined because people have put the fear of, you know, the virus in them. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And then there's this about California. Ronan McDaniel on California's vote by mail, brazen power grab, will inject chaos into the election. Really? Nah, come on, Rona. You gotta be kidding me. No, it's true. That's what she's saying. We'll hear what she has to say here in about 2 seconds. But that's what she's saying. Shocking. Shocking.
Rana, what's the big deal about mail-in voting in California?
It is an absolute brazen power grab. And beyond that, Brian, it will inject chaos into the election process in California. So what he's talking about is just sending ballots directly to registered voters. In L.A. County alone, there are 1.5 million more registered voters than there are adults in the state because California never cleans up their voter rolls. So there will be ballots littering the street. And if you don't believe me, look what's happening in Nevada. We have a website, protectthevote.com, where we're showing thousands of ballots just littering mailboxes, littering garbage cans, because Clark County did the exact same thing. They send ballots directly to inactive voters. Not a single state in this country that does mail voting sends ballots to inactive voters. This is frightening, and that's why we're suing the governor.
Here's what the state says. Their Secretary of State says this lawsuit is just another part of Trump's political smear campaign against voting by mail. We will not let the virus be exploited for voter suppression. People are concerned, especially, you know, people might say, well, you know, the president's not going to win California. But there's a whole bunch of congressional seats that went blue that Republicans feel as though they could turn red. Not maybe if this.
Of course, who was it that said it could turn red? New California said it first. And we've said it long, and we believe that. But this is what you have to clean up. Just a little spinoff, of course, from what? The COVID-19 virus, right? It's all a hoax. It's a hoax for this. It's a hoax that you can get ballot harvesting in a big way by mail-in voting for the election. See, all this is aimed at the election. This blatant destruction of our economy, of everything that we know near and dear to us, is an attempt to destroy the Trump election. Shocking. This is just number 4 in a series of ways to try and, well, take out Donald J. Trump as president from the global elitists. Not gonna happen.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF,
Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we're this is another grievance day for us. We're into chapter two of the grievances. We've had our first 95. Now we're going for the second 95 grievances. Shocking. Against the state of California, for New California, right? On behalf. I'll read to you a little bit of the grievance right now, give you a flavor. This is from the title, New California State's Grievance 5, Chapter 2, Thursday, May 19th. Order of the day. Prudence, indeed. Revolt is our right, our duty. Shocking, I know. New California is a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. And the process to form New California is authorized and codified in Articles 4, Sections 3 and 4. That's how this whole thing starts out. Interesting title, don't you think? Order of the day. Prudence, indeed. Revolt is our right, our duty. Anyway, got to run for time right now. It's going to be a banner day for the United States of America. every day moving forward is going to be a banner day. The closer we get to that election, the bigger the decisions and the bigger the success of the American people. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.